The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, fuck yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 2. Welcome, everyone. It's the chapter and verse... What that means is we're in our second year of videos, the video show. We do the first hour of a two-hour show. Every Sunday night we do it live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. If you want the full show on video, you got to become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Support the show. It's only $5 a month. To get all the chapter and verse episodes in Chapter 1, there's 51 verses. It's 51 full shows on video. All yours. Only $5 a month. The only way to see Hour 2 on video is to become a patron. With the audio, of course, always free, both hours, stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, a ton of fucking places. I guess iTunes is Apple Podcasts now. I don't know. Find that shit. It's all linked at stonerjesus.net. All of our sponsor banners, past episodes, all information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. .net. Last shit going on tonight. We got cat feces and some guy doing weird shit in the bathroom. We got this cunt that pushed this bitch off a bridge. We got Missy Elliott woman. We got the Kiki in my feelings challenge injuries, the best of those. All kinds of shit. That's just hour one. The second hour, we got a ton of classic clips. Also, we have St. Peter's list of back to school items. St. Peter left a voicemail. You can check that out in hour two. But again, as we always do, hour one, free, streamed live on Periscope and Twitter, at StonerJesus420. Welcome, everyone who's here. Hit those hearts, do the sharing thing and the retweeting and all that shit. Make sure you subscribe to us on Periscope. Click those notifications so you know when we go live on Sunday nights. Tonight, we're going live a little bit early. I never know. I make my own schedule. I am my own man. I'm a fucking rebel. In case you didn't know, I'll do the show at 10 o'clock. I'll do it at 2 o'clock. I'll do it right now at 6:38 on August 12th, 2018. Whenever the fuck I feel like it. Now, we got a lot of shit. A lot of these stories are stuff we've had for the last few weeks. Kind of got a little backlog. We took a week off. And then last week, for the first show of Chapter 2, I did something I've never done before. I did a complete screening of the cult movie Reefer Madness, the cult classic Reefer Madness from the 1930s. I did full commentary on the entire movie. You find that last week. That's Chapter 2, Verse 1, if you want to check that out. But now, we're back to your regularly scheduled programming, if you will. A lot of shit going on here. Let me turn that down. It's flashing and getting my fucking nerves. I have a lot of shit to do. It's not just an audio podcast anymore. I got a video. I got lights. I got two computers up. I got just all kinds of shit going on. So we're talking about all that tonight, like I said, Patreon, go check us out, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Help support the show. Make sure you support our sponsors by clicking their banner on StonerJesus.net. If you're on Facebook, join Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That's our hardcore group of fans. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find the group. You can find all my social media linked to StonerJesus.net. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. A lot of shit going on. Get it? Shit. This first story from NBCNews.com. Check it. Parasite and cat poop could be reducing our fear of failure. Study finds. I guess it didn't reduce my ability to fail at reading that fucking
title. Scroll down here a little bit. Off to a more fucking rousing start. A mind-controlling parasite found in cat feces may give people the courage they need to become entrepreneurs, researchers reported. They found that people who have been infected with the Toxoplasma gondii parasite are more likely to major in business and they have started their own businesses than non-infected people. Well, hell yeah. Give me some of that Toxoplasma. Toxoplasma. Sounds like the shit, son. The parasite, which makes rodents unafraid of cats, may be reducing the fear of failure in people. This is according to Stephanie Johnson of the University of Colorado and her colleagues. They haven't actually shown that, but Toxoplasma does get into the brain and has been linked to a variety of mental effects in mice and people alike, like a fear of failure, which could be a good thing, Johnson said. Toxoplasmosis has been linked to a greater risk of, quote, car accidents, mental illness, neuroticism, drug abuse, and suicide. Well, maybe it's not so good. Maybe it's less than good that they're making it out to be. Might be affecting matches carrying chemicals in the brain called neurotransmitters or hormones such as testosterone, the researchers wrote. In particular, scientists have studied whether the parasite may increase risk-taking behavior. Well, more car accidents, more suicides, those are risky behaviors, I would say. But I'm not, you know, I'm not a scientist or a doctor or whatever. I say all in all, cat feces are not a good thing. I wouldn't recommend cat feces. Now, again, I'm not a scientist. You don't have to take my fucking word for it. You know what the fuck you want. If you want to eat cat feces by the fucking handful, then you may do that. But again, I would strongly recommend against it. I really would. I've never looked at cat feces and thought, man, I need some of that. Become a fucking entrepreneur. I'm going to kill the shit. I'm going to major in business because of this cat parasite. This parasite I got from cat shit. Cat shit parasite. Now I'm running a Fortune 500 company. Motherfucker. That is the dopeness. This next story from WUSA9.com is this weird guy right here. What did that weird guy do, you ask? Police find naked man doing jumping jacks in McDonald's women's restroom. That's a lot to fit into one title of a story. So kudos to WUSA9.com. They really got their shit together. This is out of Nashville, Tennessee. Police in Nashville arrested a man who they say locked himself inside a woman's restroom at a McDonald's all day Monday. Oh, he made a day of it. According to an arrest affidavit, police responded to the fast food chain in South Nashville for a report of a nude person inside the bathroom. Management told the officer the man had been in the restroom all day. The affidavit states, when the door was unlocked, the officers reported he found Brody Tyler Young, 25, locked inside a stall. Mr. Young was erratic and doing jumping jacks and hitting the wall. Young smelled strongly of chemical fumes as if he'd been huffing. The affidavit continued. Well, something else. Maybe he got a hold of some cat feces, got that parasite, thought, hey, huffing is really going to be the key to my fucking future business career. But it was just the key to doing jumping jacks in the women's stall, which is the women's bathroom, which is better than jacking off. Jacking off jacks in the women's bathroom. I don't know. I thought there was a joke there. It turns out there's not. According to police, Young had a history of huffing, and because he was deemed to be intoxicated and a danger to himself and others, he was taken into custody. He'd also been previously told to stay away from the business. According to police, he was charged with trespassing, public intoxication, and public indecency. That guy right there who does look like a fucking weirdo. I mean, my judgment is colored by the fact that I just read the story of what he did, but he seems like a fucking weirdo. It's a fucking weird guy. It's my official scientific diagnosis. This is a really fucking weird guy. There you go. So if those, you know what to think about those stories, now you do. Now you have the official, the official response. We got some people hanging in the chat room. The disciples are the shit, says Fremlin Slayer. Toxoplasmosis ain't nothing to fuck with. And he said, that must be the problem. Too much cheesing. I wouldn't recommend cheesing or huffing or jacking off in a woman's bathroom. I wouldn't recommend any of that. It's a lot He's got a lot going on. And if, you know, some people, they need rough lives. And this guy must have a really rough life because he's doing jumping jacks and huffing in the McDonald's women's bathroom. He doesn't have any more pressing business to take care of that day. You know, he doesn't have any business meetings or appointments, job interviews, nothing along those lines. He's not rushing to get somewhere. He's got all day. Huff me some fucking paint or some whippets or something. Lock myself in the women's bathroom at McDonald's. Get some fucking exercise going. Get my swole on. Get my swole on in the women's bathroom at McDonald's. It sounds a lot like something St. Peter would do. That story, as I was reading that story, I kept waiting to see. St. Peter, age indeterminate, was found locked in the women's bathroom. But I was disappointed when it wasn't. By the way, speaking of St. Pierre, we do have a new voicemail from him. That'll be in the second hour. He has a list of back-to-school items. Second hour is also going to have a ton of classic bits. In this hour, we still have this. If you haven't seen this fucking video, oh, God. It pissed me off then. It pisses me off now. What this bitch did to this other bitch is fucking crazy. Also, people fucking in a park, the Missy Elliott lady, and you know the Kiki in My Feelings challenge. Apparently it's gone outside. People are doing like next to moving cars now, and there's been some injuries, and we have the best of those injuries on video, because now I do a video show, and I take advantage of that shit by showing you videos and stories and pictures and all that other kind of stuff. It's all very multimedia interactive. I got the chat room on Periscope. I'm fucking killing this shit. I am killing this shit. So anyway, we talked about the In My Feelings challenge, the Kiki challenge, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that fucking horrible Drake song. We talked about the stupid dance that comes with it now, with that guy, and Will Smith did it on top of a bridge. And a few weeks ago, I tried to get my own viral dance sensation going called The Bong. It has not caught on, and quite frankly, for not going viral, I blame you people. The blame falls squarely on you people. I've never been more disappointed than I am right now in all of you. The Bong did not go viral. And now after I did that show, people started doing this stupid Drake song thing outside their moving car while someone else from inside the car filmed them. And well, a lot of fucking people got injured because that's dumb. And when stupid people do dumb shit, maybe they got a hold of some cat feces bacteria, I don't know. When they do dumb shit, they get injured and we can laugh at them because they voluntarily did something stupid. And even no matter how bad they got injured, you can fucking laugh at them. I'm going to laugh at them. Fuck them. Maybe I'm bitter because The Bong didn't go viral. I don't know. Does it seem that way? Does it seem like I'm fucking bitter that you fucking assholes didn't make The Bong dance go viral? Not bitter at all. We'll talk about all of that coming up here on the Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 2. We're live on August 12th, 2018. Make sure you check out sternjesus.net, our sponsor banners. And go become a patron. $5 a month. Patreon.com/sternjesus420. Become a patron of the show. Get every chapter and verse in full video. We only do the first hour here on Twitter and Periscope on Sunday nights at sternjesus420. The only way to get the second hour is to become a patron. Patreon.com/sternjesus420. Hell yeah. More shit coming up. Dick Nuggets. Go retweet all that stuff. Share the Periscope video. Share wherever you're listening to this. The Stitcher or Stern, just go share it. Go share it. Give you something to do during the commercial breaks besides listening to the awesome commercials and promos. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 2. We're live. Do the first hour live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Welcome to everyone, giving all the hearts and all that shit. You are awesome. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on video, the only way to get hour two on video is become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. And of course, if you want the free audio of the show, full 2 hours of every single show, that we do, excuse me, that we do, hold on, there we go, that's better. If you want every show we do on audio, of course, go to stonerjesus.net. We're also on cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and more, just a bunch of places. Get this shit going on, as the kids say. When I was plugging all the videos I'm going to talk about in the next couple of segments, I forgot one from a couple weeks ago. I said we had a week off, then we did Reefer Madness last week. The Trump Star. There's video of the guy who destroyed the Trump Star. Since then, it was redone, and then, you know, the now they want it to be removed completely, even though I guess they got, you know, Bill Cosby's star is still there. He's a rapist. He's like a convicted rapist. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of Trump for many, many reasons. But really, I mean, there's really no standard there. If you're going to keep Bill Cosby, you got to keep pretty much everybody. But anyways, it's not my problem. I don't. By the way, I heard a long time ago that people who get their stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, they got to pay for those. So basically, there's buying those stars. I don't know. Maybe that's not true. I have no idea. If you know, tweet me a tweet or, you know, send me a link or whatever. But anyway, here's some video of the guy taking a pickaxe to the Trump star a couple weeks ago in Hollywood. TMZ.com. I guess his girlfriend was filming it from across the street. You hear her giggling. His civil disobedience. Middle of the night, obviously. A couple people walking up to him. One guy's like pointing, I guess. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir, what are you doing? What have we got going on here? And then the guy keeps on walking. He's going at it, man. It's no easy task. It doesn't look like. Still working on it. Always getting tired now. Guy, he got worn down. And then she came over, I guess, to film the aftermath. And act like it wasn't like a boyfriend that did it.
Whose star was it?
She played dumb. Whose star was it that I was just filming? What's going on? What's the meaning of this? What's going on here? So anyway.
We're TMZ.
It's from TMZ.com. The Trump star. Look, I know people are angry. They have a lot of reason to be angry. A lot of people hate Trump. Obviously. Like I said, I got many, many problems with him. But shit like this is dumb. It's dumb. Doesn't change anybody's mind about anything. It really doesn't do anything to make you look like a petulant fucking child. Destroying a star. You think that really bothers Trump? That, like, taxpayers of the city have to replace it? I mean, even if it did, what have you accomplished? And all you've done is make people who do like Trump and do vote for Trump just more ground into their position. That's how they got there in the first place. It's dumb. Useless. I don't know. I guess that's what you call a cry for help. It's just it's completely fucking useless, but they feel like they're doing something. Maybe he thought he'd be famous. I don't know. The famous pickaxe guy. I'm not sure. But I don't know who he is, so he's not that famous. Because if you're not known by Stoner Jesus, well, what the fuck have you accomplished in your life? Nothing. Nothing. So nice try, pickaxe guy. And it was a lot of work. I commend you for that. It looked rough to do. There's a lot of damage. But what did you accomplish? I don't know. Maybe you got more pussy. I don't know. He uses that video. He shows it on his phone. He's like, you know, see this guy? It's me. You want to suck it or what? At least that's how I pick up women. It's my thing. This next story, this next video, this really pisses me off. I'm sure it pisses off a lot of people who saw it. It went viral, of course. This girl, 16-year-old, she's standing on this bridge, on the wrong side of the bridge, above a river, in her bikini. She's thinking about jumping. She wants to jump. She's thinking it might be something cool to do. And then she decides that she is not going to do it. And then some other cunt, one of her friends, decides to take it upon themselves that she's going to have this experience.
With friends like these, who needs enemies? That's the reaction of a lot of people when they heard about what happened when a teenager who got cold feet while thinking about jumping off a bridge was shoved over the edge by her so-called friend. Ugh. Now she says she's lucky to be alive.
Oh, God.
This teenager is about to get a nasty shock.
Ready?
She's shoved off a bridge, and down she goes.
And you fucking, in real time, you hear her hit. It's like a fucking gunshot. She smacks that water. And of course, the aftermath of, the aftermath of what happened is pretty predictable.
Could have died.
The mean girl's nightmare happened on this bridge at a beauty spot in Washington State. It's a popular location for fearless kids who leap into the water 60 feet below. But 16-year-old Jordan Holgerson gets cold feet.
voluntarily. They do it voluntarily.
Three, no, I won't go in. Two.
Well, she's saying no.
No, I didn't.
That's when this young lady pushes her off.
She's saying no. She says, no, I don't want to go in. The other guy says, here's it. He says, oh, no, she's saying no. And you think that, well, that's the end of it, right? No, this bitch circled right there in the red. This cunt decides to push her in the fucking river.
Ready?
In midair, I think I might have blacked out, but then I was awake and aware when I hit the water.
You can see Jordan flailing as she hurtles into the water. She was rushed to the hospital with 5 broken ribs and other injuries.
5 broken ribs, which are fucking painful.
I have air bubbles in my chest, and I have a puncture.
Look at that shit.
Lung.
Cops
punctured lung. Punctured lung. 5 broken ribs, because this stupid bitch, I guess, thought it'd be funny to push her 60 feet off a fucking bridge. I mean, I don't know if this fucking broad thought this was some kind of prank or something. No, a prank is like, you have a piece of cake and your friend doesn't like, you know, cake in their face, and you throw cake in their face and you smush it in their face, and it's funny and everybody fucking laughs. It's not pushing a motherfucking kid off a goddamn bridge, 6 stories in the air, you stupid bitch. Jesus fucking Christ.
Investigating the incident. Ready? So could the friend face charges?
I think most likely if she were to face criminal charges, it would probably be a reckless endangerment charge.
Leaping off bridges and cliffs.
Reckless endangerment? How is pushing a motherfucker off a bridge not assault? Reckless endangerment? How about attempted murder? Holy fuck.
Is a rite of passage for many and can sometimes lead to terrible consequences. This guy suffered a heart attack after doing a backflip, also in Washington State. In all these cases, it was their decision to jump, but
right.
Jordan didn't have any choice.
Ready?
Jordan says her friend did call to apologize for pushing her.
Oh, her friend called to apologize. Oh my God. That's great. I would have said, you stupid bitch, I will not rest until I can throw you off a goddamn bridge. Now this friend, this so-called friend that pushed her off the bridge, I have no doubt that somewhere in her life, if she hasn't manifested already, she will manifest serious sociopathic tendencies and qualities. No fucking doubt in my mind. I said, that's not a prank. To think it would be funny and cool to push someone off a bridge 6 stories in the air, that is not fucking funny. And to think it is funny, then there's something a little wrong. Screws are loose. Screws are coming loose. Whatever. I wish I could follow the life trajectory of this woman as she gets older, because it's going to be horrible for her and a lot of other people around her. She's fucking nuts. Absolutely fucking nuts. Speaking of fucking nuts, oh, and the king, the fucking transitions. It's people fucking in a park. Also from TMZ.
Hello, hello, TMZ England presents Fun in the Park.
Hi, I reported half an hour ago some people having sex in the park.
Bloody hell, not that kind of fun. This simply won't do.
A couple in England went to Poundtown out in the open.
Went to what?
Poundtown.
Shagville, Rumpy.
Yeah, she knows about Poundtown.
Rumpy, riding the underground, making the beast with 2 backs. That last one's Shakespeare. Class this thing up a little bit. So they're going at it. People are calling the cops, or bobbies, whatever the hell they got there.
Somebody give me a Paul Revere.
The British are coming.
No, they did not come. The cops.
And a third person reported it now.
But the cops weren't needed anyway, because nearby...
People were playing cricket.
Sticky wicket.
One of the cricket players runs up to them and ends up slapping the guy.
What if he slaps the guy and the guy goes harder?
And dude obliged.
Now choke me. Oh, Charles.
Okay, Charles.
Why did this guy break it up? Like, it's not your business.
Why don't you mind your business? They're having sex.
Because there's children playing cricket.
That's a fair point. There are children.
Would you call the cops?
I wouldn't call the cops. Nah.
Not if there weren't children around, I wouldn't call the cops. But my fucking kid standing there watching these two people fucking in the park, I'm going to run up and punch this motherfucker in the head. Say, put your shit away before I cut it off. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt? I know that's an old reference, but you may fucking get it.
Would you watch? For a second. Sure.
Yeah, of course. This is TMZ England. Pip, pip, tally-ho. Piss off.
So there you go. More awesomeness. From TMZ. A lot of shit. A lot of shit going on. But yeah, if there's kids around, then it's a whole new ballgame. But, you know, if it's just a bunch of adults and people are fucking in the park, I'll probably watch for a little while. I certainly wouldn't call the cops. But yeah, my fucking kid's seeing some assholes fucking in the park. Jesus, go in a fucking alley behind a dumpster like respectable people. You goddamn animals. Go where St. Peter takes his hookers. There you go. Coming up, we got Missy Elliott lady. We also got the Kiki Challenge injuries compilation, because why not? That's the best part of that challenge, people getting out of their fucking car and being injured for doing stupid bullshit. And again, I can take out some of my aggression and some of my my anger at you people for not making the bong dance viral. I pushed that shit a few weeks ago when we talked about the In My Feelings thing and all that, and I was going to have a viral dance, and it was going to be big, and it was going to be big for the show. But none of it happened. None of it happened. And as I said, of course, for that, I blame you people. Really, just, you've let me down numerous times, but this is by far one of the worst. So disappointed. Stoner Jesus Show. Live, Chapter 2, Verse 2. It's August 12th, 2018. We still got more of Hour 1 coming up. Hour 2, of course, the only way to get Hour 2 on video. We got St. Peter voicemail and more. Next hour, you got to go to patreon.com/sternjesus420 and become a patron of the show. Stay tuned, you fucking whoremongers.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, CoreLore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, CoreLore420.com, or simply click that CoreLore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas
If you want the purest product possible, then Silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get GreenGon. That's GreenGonDetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's GreenGonDetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 2 is Hour 1. Last segment of Hour 1, which we do live every Sunday night. First hour, stream for free, live on Twitter and Periscope, at StonerJesus420. Of course, if you want both hours on video, you have to become a patron at patreon.com/StonerJesus420. If you want Hour 2 on video, that's the only way to get it. Social media, sponsors, all that stuff, all information on the show. And, of course, the free audio of every full show, stonerjesus.net. Go check us out there. Before we get to the In My Feelings Kiki Challenge injuries, it's the only good thing about that trend. We talked about it a few weeks ago. As I said, I tried to get the bong dance going as a viral sensation. It did not work. It's horrible. You people are horrible. But just can't be too mad at people who do go viral for their skills, like this Missy Elliott lady.
Missy's funky white sister is in the park. Is it perfect? Let me work it. I put my thing now, flip it and reverse it. He's yerping and if it's wind yip, he's yerping and if it's wind yip. If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer.
Yeah.
Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me? Never. You won't find a bitch even better. I make the hottest Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Each ah, each ta, ah, ta, ta. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give away to you. Love your braids and your mouth full of pumps. Love the way my ass go bump, 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 bump. Keep your eyes on my bump, 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 bump. You think you can handle this, the dunk, dunk, dunk. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
There you go. Wonder if she rehearsed that, or if this is something she does at home for fun. And also wonder how much alcohol was consumed before she did that. If it's only a little bit, I would say that's pretty damn good to be able to do that. Not completely inebriated. I'd have to be very much so. This next video is a compilation of the best of the In My Feelings Kiki Challenge injuries. I'm not gonna watch the whole thing. Like I said, 9 minutes is just, it's a lot. But there's a lot of good stuff in here, so gotta check at least some of it. Yeah, some of it. It's on intro graphics from H10. I guess they made this video. Herwa 10. Enjoy. Probably the most famous one. The guy getting face first into the car bumper.
Oh my gosh!
And then showing off his injuries.
Why are you laughing? Are you
riding? Replay. Oh. Well, slow motion replay. Oh yeah. More. Give me more.
Jam, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I love how they gloss over that one. That bitch is probably dead. First of all, the car wasn't moving. And second of all, the car that hit her was going quick. I don't know if that was fake or what. Looks like it could definitely be fake, possibly. But I don't know. If it is, it's very well put together. And how do you not see somebody? Stand there, there's a car door open, there's somebody standing there. How do you not see them? But again, you do stupid shit like this guy right here. I've freeze framed after he put his face off a pole. You replay on that, bitch. No. There's a cop. Fell out of his car.
You gotta stop this.
Now, let's do some more. Give me some more. That's fine. Somebody got in his car and stole it. I don't even know what this is. If you're not watching us on video, you really should be. Somebody on a motorcycle. Ah, the wind and the microphone. One of my fucking pet peeves of this bullshit. I think they already showed that one. You gotta know that people are gonna follow these fucking cars, man. Oh.
We saw this guy too. Why the repeats? Cop that fell out of the car. We saw that one. God damn it. The fucking rewinds. Drop this phone. So anyway, you get the point. Jesus Christ. People doing stupid shit. We can make fun of and laugh at people doing stupid shit, even if they get injured, because, well, that's their fault. They did it voluntarily. I like that chick that got pushed off the bridge. That was fucked up. Anyway, that's the end of hour one. Thanks, everybody, for chilling with us and being part of the show and sharing and liking and all that stuff and checking out sternjesus.net and spreading the word about sternjesus.net. You are awesome for doing that. Remember, if you want hour two audio, of course, you can find it on sternjesus.net. It'll be chapter two, verse two, hour two. If you want the video of hour two of any show and the chapter and verse shows, we got to be a patron on patreon.com/sternjesus420. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. The stream every Sunday night, first hour, at sternjesus420 on Twitter and Periscope. Go follow us on Periscope. Turn on notifications so you know when the show starts. All of that good shit. You all are awesome. Hour two coming up. Thanks, everybody, for listening, sharing, all that stuff. And as always, peace, bitches.